Welcome, welcome to the Power to Heal Live on Purpose podcast. I'm Sonia Lynn, master breathwork and energy healing practitioner and coach and spiritual wedding officiant, talking today about seeing the big picture. The big picture about the difference between anabolic and catabolic leadership and energy. And exploring the difference of these two types of leaders in the sense of it's just looking at the big picture, the way that each type of leader thinks. And we're all leaders. We're all responsible for ourselves at the minimum. And it can be a complicated but essential aspect of understanding the difference between these two types of leaders, two types of energy. You know, you can interchange whether you're talking about, you know, frequency, energy, perception, the way we're thinking, you know, our different states of consciousness. And catabolic leaders use left brain analysis almost exclusively. And this type of thinking, is linear, and we don't live in a linear world. It's very rational. So it's the logical approach, and it really only considers facts and actual observations. Now, anabolic leaders are whole brain thinking. So this is that head-heart coherence, which encompasses emotions, our intuition, as well as the logic. And this type of thinking is called holographic thinking because, like multidimensional holograms, holographic thinking involves being able to see many perspectives at once. So we're not stuck. We're not limited looking through, you know, the tunnel vision, but this prism where there's many other perspectives or choices, rather, available to us at once. So by using emotional and intuitive minds, in addition to the left brain logical analysis, anabolic leaders are able to view a situation as a whole and thus get a complete picture of what is really going on, this big picture, right? And so the ability to see this meta view is key to ensuring the greatest chances for success in any aspect of life. It requires enhancing our energy, so increasing it, right? Further impacting the quality and really amplifying and strengthening our energy and our leadership. So it's, you know, short-term goals, mid-term, long-term. It's really especially essential in creating that. So creating the change, what I'm trying to say is make a difference and break that cycle of insanity, right? Doing insanity, the definition is doing something over and over and expecting different results, as Albert Einstein says. So it's crucial to do something different, which takes a different perspective, right? So it's seeing these other choices available to us to improve and enhance our chances for success, whatever success is for us. Health-wise, relationship, career, financial, on and on. So by using the our whole brain, we have these other choices, we increase our energy and shift from our head, like I said, into our heart coherence, and even bring in the spirit part, right? The mind, body, spirit, and going beyond just the physical of what we know, what we can comprehend, right, into the left brain, but being open to this other scope as a whole and breaking free from that, those limitations that hold us back, these limiting beliefs. So there's an example. Let's see. So a real life example. So say there's in a workplace, there's a manager that was faced with a decision about whether or not to end a project, right? Is it time to just pull the plug on it? And it was launched, you know, several months before, and it wasn't bringing in the income it was expected to. So for an example, a leader from the catabolic, right, the catabolic leader or manager, say, would look at the facts and the figures. It's very factual, right? They're analyzing and they're looking at it, and there it is in black and white, right? This on paper, it's not bringing in the income that it was expected to. So by doing that, they would decide to discontinue the project most likely because the money wasn't coming in. Now, seeing this, you know, this specific example from an anabolic type leadership in a manager, and it would take much more, right, this meta view, being able to see more than just that, and so not only looking at the money and the logistics, taking more into account when making the decision, before making the choice and the decision of what to do. It would all be examined. So taking in the intuitive response, so whatever downloads or flashes or guidance or insight, just these little hits that may come in, just being open to that. And, you know, it can be referred to as that gut reaction, that gut response or feeling. So it's bringing in the feeling in addition to the thinking. And so whatever other emotions. So it's considering the emotional response and other emotional responses as well. And the conclusion they come to, it might be the same. Like, yep, let's just pull it. It's time to just let this go. Or, you know, based on a hunch or an emotion or both, they might decide to keep the project going and see different opportunities to do something different, to get different results first before just coming to that conclusion to pull the plug. So really the key in using this holographic approach, this meta view, is that the anabolic leaders address the opportunities and the challenges, right? So if you think of one side of a stone, or I have a rock that says, you know, problem or, you know, challenge on one side, and the other one is talking about a solution and an opportunity. So they're able to, the anabolic, able to see many perspectives at once, right? It's not limited. And so to practice thinking this way, consider your potential action in light of what makes sense. So what is your emotional response to it for whatever challenge you may be having, you know, go on in your life currently? And what does your intuitive senses tell you? And this is an area to be developed. You know, what we focus on grows. So this may not be natural at first, but eventually when you reduce the blocks, reduce some of the catabolic energy to be able to access the anabolic, the healing, restorative energy in the right brain, then it can become second nature and really increase your effectiveness immensely. So it enhances your energy, therefore being able to attract more. It's that law of attraction. It's your automatic, you know, abundance attractor. So for whatever area of your life, you know, by focusing on one to strengthen and amplify your energy, your perspective, your level of consciousness, your leadership style, then it that's where the positive transformation comes. And just to end with, you know, we talked about catabolic being, it can be destructive. Like it's essential. We don't want to judge it. It's important, but not to stay there and not to limit by not seeing the full scope of other options available. So by staying here, and not being open to opening up the mind that there's something more, that's the beginning of the journey from the head to our heart. That's where disease, that's where illness can also be developed. And I wanted to share a client that just, you know, in one session together had 9+ years of chronic neck pain, and then it was gone by releasing, and we're shifting. That was an example in the workplace, and it's just the perspective, whether it's, you know, personal or in the workplace. But there was stuck energy that was negative, that was destructive, that was holding on to something, you know, from the past that was no longer serving. So being able to have that shift, to open up the heart, to soften, to feel the emotions and to release and be able to clear that out, the pain was gone. So chronic pain is from years of stress that's accumulated. And you know, if you're told, okay, reduce your stress, well, there's that definition of insanity. If you go right back, so there's another client that had restless leg syndrome, and we worked together for, I don't know, it was a few sessions, and then, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4. And finally, after years, said, you know, I've been spending, I don't know, $250,000 on this, or, you know, finally I have some relief and can sleep from this restless leg syndrome, the RLS. And he was so grateful. And then, so we were continuing to work together, and then there was a pause, and then he came back and he says, you know, it's back and not getting as much relief. Now, it takes making lifestyle changes in addition to, right? So this environment where our energy is, it's not just, you know, by going to a practitioner and then it's, you know, healed. And again, I don't refer to, I'm not the healer. I'm holding the space for others, for, you know, your body to heal, because your body wants to heal. And the, you know, the power that created your body is the power that heals your body. And it's being in that safe place. It is being, having that practitioner facilitator to hold that sacred space for your body to rewire and to do the healing itself. And kind of went off on what I was trying to say there. Yeah, but the environment. So in addition to changing and having nourishing foods, right, reducing inflammation and, you know, bringing movement in. And so there's, you know, the physical body, and then there's the mental, right? Our consciousness, changing our thinking and the mind, the body, and the spirit. So one of my posts this week is talking about, you know, the key to healthy relationships and living has always been spiritual. And energy is, we've been hearing for years, or some of us have, that energy is the future in medicine. Well, it is now. Energy is medicine, not only the future, but it is the way now of the whole body, right? Holistic, just as seeing this, the holographic approach, this holistic approach to healing. So if we're focused on one area in our environment, you know, is it negative, toxic energy with the people you are around or in your space, or you know, toxic chemicals in and on your body? So in addition to, it's the way you're thinking. Are they negative? Are they toxic thoughts? So there's this detox of seeing the big picture of what needs healing. And really, you know, it's that, like I'm saying, that the holistic approach to get the lasting transformation and positive results, whether it's in the workplace or, you know, health or personal or relationship or aging or, you know, fun and enjoyment, you know, spiritual development, whatever aspect of your life, you know, career, what you're passionate about, whatever challenge that you're going through right now. And what area have you been focused on? Is it just on the physical, or are you seeing the big picture that these challenges or these problems in whatever area of your life, that there's actually other opportunities and solutions to them when you do something different than you have done in the past? And it's really essential to be able to focus on the energetic and spiritual part of ourselves and change the way that we think. You know, our inner environment, our external environment, and doing this detox and cleansing of what our thoughts are to healthier thoughts, and then the foods and you know, the beverages and the removing the chemicals from our home and our body. So really doing a lot of changes and shifting from the catabolic, which can be, you know, destructive long term, it causes breakdown, to anabolic. And it's not to judge, as far as going back to, you know, we're not talking about chemicals in this sense, but our states of consciousness and the way that we lead, it's not to judge. We need the balance of both, the balance of the male and the female energy together. It's just about having the healthy energy and the natural energies to support us for healing and growth and leadership and success in all aspects of our life. I wanted to put in this plug of my annual group coaching opportunity, speaking of that word, of heart and soul power. And this group coaching opportunity begins the week of July 20th. So you can go to my site, sonialynn.com, go under the coaching, the group coaching, and go ahead and apply there. It'll take you to a 30-minute discovery transformation call with me to apply for one of those spots. There are three or four left. I'll have to look at that. And it's just an incredible opportunity to shift your energy into becoming an anabolic leader, to have the balance, the healthy balance of both, to be able to raise your automatic abundance attractor, to heal from the past, to create and open up your intuitive abilities that are there, and shift on that journey from your head to your heart and your soul, to really thrive now. That journey and shift from surviving to thriving, and to open up, because that's where the power is, from your heart and from your spirit. And this is, it's over a $7,000 value. And I've now added in not just working with individuals and clients one-on-one, but bringing back the group coaching again for this particular coaching and development system, and come together in community. And there's many bonuses with breath work and my Live on Purpose journal, and the community support, and just an incredible, you know, people have asked me about, you know, the work I have done. And this was just life changing, this development system. And it's one of my absolute favorites. So you can go to my site and read some different, you know, testimonials about people that have gone through this journey and the transformation and then the gold that is in it. So look forward to having you check in, and we can have that call and see if it's a good fit for you, and if you're, you know, a 10 on, yes, I am ready to show up, break the cycle of insanity, do something different to increase your energy, to heal your relationships, to, you know, attract more into the intuition and have greater wisdom, to increase your health, to reduce your stress, and really just activate that inner power that you have within. In love and light, namaste.